Stephen, it's a very big day for all connected with Donegal Creameries in Killygordon. Hard to believe, 125 years, and fair to say, an awful lot has happened over that time.
Yeah, it's a fantastic day of celebration, and thankfully we've got the weather to go along with that. A lovely day here today in Killygordon. We're 125 years in business, and we've actually got hold of the original minute book from 1898, where the cooperative society, back then it was called Finn Valley, was set up at the end of 1898, and we believe then the creamery went into operation in 1899, 125 years ago. So great vision and foresight by the local farming community back then, which has continued to this day.
So from small beginnings, look at the facility we have here now. So just tell us just how big an operation is this?
So from the site here in Killygordon, we supply one quarter of all the liquid milk which is consumed in the Republic of Ireland. We do our main brands of Donegal Creameries and Conochgold milk, and it is supplied by 270 farming families, predominantly from the Donegal county, but we also take in milk from other parts of Connacht, such as Mayo, Leitrim, Sligo, Roscommon, etc. So a lot of work goes into it on the site. We have a fantastic team here based in Killygordon, and then a large number of van delivery people and agents delivering our milk fresh daily all around the country.
And it is a significant employer here in East Donegal.
It's one of our major employees here, particularly in the region we operate. We'd like to think we're a good, loyal employer. We employ a number of people here on the site, and then 90 people delivering milk around the country. So we wouldn't have got the growth we've had over the past 125 years without commitment of our loyal employees and our loyal milk suppliers supplying us with the milk, the raw material.
Now, Arriva has put a lot of investment into this plant here in Killygordon, and from an environmental point of view as well, you've taken measures there. This is one of the most modern plants of its kind in Europe.
It is. We have invested significantly. In 2012, Arriva, formerly Conochgold Co-op, purchased Donegal Creameries, and in the past 12 years, we've invested €10 million in capital expenditure into improving our facilities from a production capacity point of view and an environmental point of view, as well as the ongoing investments, paying out our milk checks every month and paying out our wages every week to the people who we depend on supplying our milk and processing our milk into the iconic brand of Donegal Creameries milk bottles and cartons that we deliver around the country daily.
And just to put it in volume terms, Can you throw in a few stats there, just the quantity that's coming out of this plant?
So in Ireland, approximately 560 million litres of liquid milk is consumed annually, and approximately 140 million litres comes out of the site here in Killygordon. So we'd be the second largest liquid milk facility on the island of Ireland and a major player in recent years in liquid milk.
And just to explain to people who mightn't be au fait with it, just to elaborate on liquid milk as opposed to people just saying milk.
Okay, yeah, very, very good question. I suppose my farming background, I think people know that off by heart. But in reality, liquid milk is to ensure that we have fresh milk on everyone's table and everyone's cornflakes 365 days of the year. So what that involves is generally a cow will produce milk for 9 months of the year. So manufacturing milk or spring-based milk is where the cow calves in February. The farmer works hard all year round, but particularly February till October, producing milk in a manufacturing spring milk system. But on the liquid milk side, you have to have a number of cows within the herd who are calving not only in February of the year, but also all year round, particularly in the back end of the year in October. So a liquid milk supplier needs to ensure they have the same amount of milk leaving their yard every morning, Christmas Day, Stephen's Day, 365 days of the year, coming to our site here in Killygordon, whereas manufacturing milk, they generally dry off for the winter period, and it reduces their workload In the winter months of November, December and January. So basically liquid milk is, it's longer hours, it's calving more regularly throughout the year, a higher cost base as well. And so we're thankful that our suppliers are willing to do that, because the reality is you sell as much milk on the 20th of December as you do on the 20th of May.
Great. And I'm just going to do a separate little bit just about maybe I'll just mention that the tour is taking place here.